So after you left New York, what was your next payload? Where did you head out to? And you were still on the Samuel Chase?
Still the Samuel Chase, the second mate.
So you left in October still, or November 1942?
I guess it must have been December, or in the middle of December.
Okay.
Because we arrived in the Mediterranean off Oran, North Africa, on January 1, 1943. Yeah, had to be January 1, 1943. We were in a large convoy, and two ships were separated from the convoy to go into Oran with our cargo. Is it warm in here?
It is warm.
I keep it warm, I guess it's because of my age.
I like it. It's fun. Thank you.
Well, I'm looking at the miracles. Miracle number 9 occurred off Oran, North Africa. Two ships were separated from the convoy and sent into Oran. The first one was the Arthur Middleton, and the second one was the Samuel Chase. We headed in, it was a beautiful weather, we headed into the port, and there were mountains behind the port of Oran. We were all out there looking at the mountains and at the port. I was up in the port wing of the bridge because I was not on watch. And the purser came up and joined me, and he said, and he gave his name, and he said, I was a reporter for the Boston Globe, he said, and I've been getting stories from the crew members about the war. He said, and I would like to get yours. And I opened my mouth to speak, and the Arthur Middleton exploded in a terrific, a cataclysmic explosion, and it had the same cargo we did. And so, once again, we were spared. The ship...
One survived the Arthur Middleton explosion?
We thought that no one survived. But we learned that three naval gunners were standing on the very stern, and they survived. The stern sank in a minute and a half. All the rest of the ship had disintegrated.
So only three of the men survived. How many men are on these ships?
Total of the crew members were 36. The naval gunneries varied somewhat, but as the war progressed, they had about 20, sometimes over 20. And on that ship, they had 56.
On the Middleton?
On the Middleton.
And three survived?
And three survived. Three of the gunners survived.
So they you're talking to a reporter from the Boston Globe standing about here?
He was standing on the port wing of our bridge, yeah.
And then you see this explosion?
Yeah, right ahead of us.
Were you facing the explosion or away? So did you see
Well,
what happened?
We were very close.
Mm-hmm.
And we were enveloped in the disintegration of the ship, which blew up, and we were showered with a... just black debris.
Hmm. Did you see what happened? Like, what came in for the attack?
No, we didn't see the attack.
You didn't hear it?
No,
you
didn't
see it?
It was a submarine.
Oh, it was
a
submarine.
It was, in fact, in the book, I have a book which identifies a submarine and its captain, and what happened to the submarine later on. It was sunk a month or two later because it was patrolling in the Mediterranean. And the three men who survived, they jumped into the water and were picked up by a British corvette. But we never saw that because we were enveloped in the after effects of the explosion for a few minutes. And all this took place and we could not see it. So we arrived in the port and the other ship, of course, was simply gone. And we had a cargo, which was another story detailed in the book. I kind of shook up because I'm talking about it.
Take a moment.